This week, the world marked the International Day of Women and Science, Girls in Science. And while it's an opportunity to celebrate those that are already studying and working in STEM, it's also an important occasion to mark the gender disparity across science and technology, engineering and mathematics. In Australia, only 17% of the STEM qualified population are women. That's right, 17%. That's not very high. So how do we turn that around? Well, joining me on Tech Head tonight are two tech heads who are excellent guests and are doing amazing work. Science and maths teacher Renee Phillips, who is also on the steering committee of the Stronger, Smarter Teachers of STEM Initiative. Also Megan Cherry, a University of Wollongong PhD student doing research in biophysics. And Lee Constable, who's a STEM and society TV presenter on Channel 10 Scope. Hello and welcome to all of you.
Hi.
I want to hear all of your elevator pitches before we get to the news. Renee, I'm going to start with you. How did you get here?
Sorry, PK. I'd just like to just acknowledge the country that I'm calling in from, Ngunnawal and Ngambri Nation. And I'd just like to pay my respects to the elders, past, present, emerging leaders, and also acknowledge all the nations that all my fellow guests are also calling in from today. My elevator pitch. I keep changing it every time. But I am a sci-fi woman from the Torres Straits. And I am currently working, as a science and math teacher in Canberra. I've been in the game for 5 years. I definitely see this teaching as, you know, my lifelong career, and just very lucky to be in this area and field, an exciting space, really.
Megan, tell me about your research at Wollongong University.
Okay, so I'm Megan, I'm American, and I am in the Van Oyen group here at UOW, and we're a single molecule biophysics group. We primarily use single molecule imaging techniques to try to elucidate how DNA is copied in cells. And the reason we use single molecule approaches as opposed to the bulk approaches that we've been doing in science for years is just because you know how traffic is flowing as a whole. That doesn't tell you what individual cars are doing in that traffic, right? So now that we know what things are doing as a whole, we try to look at individual proteins and individual live cells and see in real time what they're doing so that we can see how we can affect that.
That's really fascinating. Lee, how did you end up wind up talking about STEM on TV?
Yeah, well, a lot of people actually ask me, so are you interested in science? Do you have a background in science? But yes, I started in science. I did my degree in Canberra at the Australian National University, but I did an arts degree as well in drama and sociology at the same time. And I then went on to do a little bit of research, dipped my toe in there, but ultimately decided that science communication and actually talking to people about science and this amazing world of science was where my passion lay. And I ended up studying science communication and travelling around Australia with the science circus with Questacon. So I started off as a farm kid, and I think that's where my inspiration came from as far as connecting with science when it came to life sciences and natural science and definitely environmental science. And that's kind of what led me down this path to landing many people's dream gig of hosting a science show.
It is actually the dream gig. And I'm so glad I've got to speak to the three of you, because we wanted to introduce you to our audience. We want you to be regulars explaining technology for us, given, you know, there is a bit of a push, isn't there, for more women to be doing this work. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Lee Constable, STEM and Society TV presenter on Channel 10 Scope. Megan Cherry, a University of Wollongong PhD student doing research in the field of single molecular biophysics. And also Renee Phillips, who is also on the steering committee of the Stronger, Smarter Teachers of STEM Initiative, and you will hear them over coming weeks in our Tech Head segment as we try to profile the role of women in STEM and the kind of work they're doing.